There's Chuck Crabb.
Yes, sir. Good morning again. Riding along with you.
What a bye week last week. I didn't know. I was. I didn't like that. But just this whole working thing for a living. That's gonna cut into our time every once in a while. Yeah, and that's just fine.
It can do that.
Let's bring in another hardworking man in show business. I'm not going to tell you about Joe's schedule this week. Woo! It's Smitty.
Been everywhere.
Did you get a nap in yesterday?
Did manage a little bit. Yeah, yesterday. Gassed up the poor man's Lexus. Ready to hit the road the next two nights.
It's all downhill to East Central, Joe, isn't it? Doesn't that you're heading towards the Gulf of Mexico? So that's all got to run. That's it. Just put it in neutral and glide. But you've got a huge, 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 huge game tonight. Why? Number one, it's North versus South. Number two, for the second year in a row, it's an elimination game in March, and it's an exciting time tonight. Tell us what we're going to see from not only North and South, but the entire sectional card locally tonight.
Well, it's a semifinal sectional Friday upon us for all three Monroe County basketball outfits tonight, a near 200-mile round trip for North and South as they battle for a 72nd time on the hardwood, 6 o'clock over in the hamlet of St. Leon at East Central. The 10th-ranked and defending champion South Panthers of J.R. Holmes, Andy Hodson's North Cougars, out tonight to end South's 13-game winning streak currently. The Cougs, one of those 13 victims, back in January, 66-46, a loss at home in what was a real dud of a game for the Cougars, as South led at half 33-15, game over. Now the Cougs, with a tourney win under its belt, will try to snap a personal three-game losing streak to the Panthers, who swept them twice in 2015, including that 15-point sectional championship win last year at Bloomington South. Slow first-half starts have really resulted in those three North losses to the Panthers, who will be out to win this weekend. It's 19th sectional. It's 17th under Coach J.R. Holmes. Since 2004, South is 15-2 against the Northsiders. Andy Hodson 1-6 against J.R. in sectional meetings. The lone win was the sectional championship 2 years ago. But this one, whichever way it goes, will only guarantee a sectional title game on Saturday night against either Columbus North or Shelbyville. It must be noted, in an 8-14 season, North has won 7 of those games on the road, and including that one the other night when they beat East Central. Of South's 4 losses, 3 of them have been on the road, but no one has beaten them home or away since December the 30th. Senior Tucker Blackwell had 26 in that January meeting against the Cougs. South shot 62%, still hitting 50% from the field in 23 games. North's scoring duo of Malik LaFoon and Musa Jallo combined for 29 that night, but the Northsiders need balance tonight from Holden Jastrzemski, Riley Crean, and Sean Rutter to spring this upset. They got that balance, really, the other night when they beat East Central. 4 of those 5 had 8 points or better. So it's a new setting, the postseason, neutral site, the old city catfight about to commence to see who advances and who goes home. 5:30 Chalk Talk with both coaches tonight from St. Leon. Again, the tip with John Callahan and yours truly at 6 o'clock. Well, while those two battle, Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs look to move into Saturday night's 3A title game if they can end a personal three-game losing streak to the team they're playing tonight. Chuck Hutchins' Brown County Eagles over in Nashville, where BC beat them by 15 back in January. Worst yet, the Eagles ended Edgewood's season a year ago, bouncing them out in the first round of the sectional. Edgewood beat rival Owen Valley here on the airwaves back on Tuesday night. Its 17th win, most by a Mustang outfit in 8 years, so in essence a true road game for Edgewood tonight with a touch of revenge on its mind at 7:30. Winner will play for the crown Saturday against either Northview or defending sectional champion West Vigo. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk to wrap up all of the semifinal sectional Friday scores and details at 9:30. By the way, the 2A North Knox sectional is all set. Linton and Eastern Green, Bar Reeve against South Knox. The 1A sectional semis has Eminence over at White River Valley taking on Shackamack, and White River Valley, the Wolverines, and Bloomfield. Do want to mention that tomorrow we got a nice setting for the 50th anniversary of Unionville's 1966 sectional championship win over Bill Frohlicher's Bloomington Panthers. That will be part of the Monroe County Historical Society Sports History Committee function. And, well, they have gathered this committee formed to, well, commemorate and celebrate, really, athletic aspects of community history heading into the 2018 Monroe County and Bloomington Bicentennial down the road in a couple of years. The sectional Saturday celebration tomorrow at 9 o'clock. They'll have some coffee and some donuts for you at the History Center there on East 6th Street. Len Stevens, who hit that big shot to give the Arrows the win over the Panthers that year, and the sectional championship will be on hand along with some of his teammates. So a nice way to usher in and continue on Hoosier Hysteria tomorrow as part of the Bloomington and Monroe County Bicentennial. It's at 9 o'clock tomorrow over at the Monroe County Historical Society Sports History Center there on East 6th Street. By the way, honorable mention, All-State honors for a couple of Larry Winter's South Panthers. Senior Sharice Otter and Megan Grabowski is announced Thursday by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Also with all of the basketball, we have the Columbus East Regional in gymnastics tomorrow. The best of luck to Kelsey Shermer and also to Claire Finn, representing Bloomington North, Kelsey from South. They are both entered in the regionals individuals. Action will start at 11 o'clock.
And let's not forget, there's a big one up the street, up Highway 37, downtown Indianapolis today. Chuck Crabb as Terry Morn, the Coach of the Year, and her Hoosiers. Well, they've been showered with accolades, Joe, and now they got to go back on the court and do what they did to get all these accolades.
Well, they're well rested, and you know, the last time they ran into Northwestern, they hadn't won a game on the road, and Northwestern was 20th ranked at the time, and they beat the Wildcats. We'll talk about that a little bit next half hour, but well rested and ready to go, and we'll see what happens tonight as we're down to 8 all of a sudden in the women's tournament.
And tip time, Chuck, for today's matchup?
About 2:30 p.m., give or take.
Hey, Chuck, I remember when you were a sports writer for those Red Devils of Brazil High School. I first got to know you in 1970.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and the thought here of Unionville, I remember them in 66 with Lynn Stevens and Bobby Kent and that group, and they won the Wabash Valley that year over in Terre Haute, and then it was a big regional at ISU that year of Cloverdale and Unionville, you know, the small schools.
Yep.
That was the year that Cloverdale went to the Final Four in Indy.
Wow. Yep. Hey, that's how it should be. You're never going to talk me into it. Bobby Cox, my good buddy, and I, every time I see him, we have that fight. That's what it's about. No one remembers who won the 2A sectional. They will remember who won the sectional.
I remember who won the last single class state championship.
Yeah, we all do.
That's
certainly
exactly right. Was that 97, Joe? Was that the
97. The North Cougars of Tom McKinney.
That's exactly right. And it's exciting to be that because, number one, it's Bloomington, and number two, that's the last of the Mohicans.
Yep.
You'll have a busy night on Sunday as well, Joe. We'll talk perhaps injury issues and Indiana's mindset for Maryland as well, coming back at 8:45. And what am I leaving out? Pacers are in action tonight. They go visit Cody down in Charlotte. Pacers had a good win in Milwaukee. The golf's happening in Doral. It's a no-cut event, so they'll play all four rounds. No way to get too excited about any of that. Steph Curry and the Warriors, if he didn't stay up last night.
Oh, my goodness. They're on a roll, aren't they?
You know what? Why do you put that game on Thursday night at 10:45? Put it on Friday night so everybody can watch him play. He's great. Can't stay up that late to watch that. You get to halfway through the first quarter, I'm asleep.
Not us morning, guys.
That's true.
Not those East Coast people.
I'm glad you're younger than I am, so that's way past my bedtime.
Last Saturday night, they played Oklahoma City and went overtime. And the end of that game was fantastic, and the overtime was fantastic. And it gets over at 11:15 or 11. Who cares on Saturday night? It's Thursday night. It's killing us. All right, we'll do it at 8:45, my friend.
All righty, we'll see you guys.
8:46, time for Joe Smith on a Friday morning. Smitty, say hello to Julie Warren.
Hello, Julie Warren, on a Friday.
Well, hello, Joe Smith. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Is it true you've pulled over in Brownstown and are talking to us on your way to East Central? Have you already left?
Yeah, I tell you. Well, we knew this was coming, so.
Sure. You know. It's just great you have good weather. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh,
neither do the fans.
True. That's a godsend right there.
The fans going to Brown County, that's not always the easiest trip either, but that, right. They'll have a good night. The Edgewood folks going on over in the North and South City. Now, are they carpool, Joe? They run a bus together? That's what I do. Let somebody else do the driving. Put your feet up.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Put some Wi-Fi in there.
Let's
and a cooler.
Charter one. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Charge people $5.
Me and my silly ideas. Joe's here not to talk about travel or anything else. Covered bridges and wagons and everything else we find in Indiana. But Indiana is about basketball, Joe, and it is March. And not only do we have sectional semifinals tonight, the women of Terry Morin, Coach of the Year Terry Morin.
Yeah.
They feel like they haven't played in 2 weeks. They're back in action, and it's already the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament.
Well, the last time Indiana women been in the quarterfinals 7 years ago, and that's where they are against the Northwestern Wildcats at 2:30 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Now, the last time we left Northwestern was back on January 24th. Then the Cats were 20th ranked, and Indiana faced a 7-point deficit heading into the fourth quarter on the road. But IU used a 12-2 run, hit 12 of 16 in the final period to outscore the Cats in the final 10 minutes, 33-19 to win that one, 91-84. It was the first road Big Ten victory in the Terry Morin era, and really jump-started the women. They were 10-2, and that's where we find them today against the 12th-seeded Cats, who, this will be their third game in 3 days. They knocked off the 5th-seed Minnesota yesterday at Bankers Life, 84-74, so Northwestern 17-15. The Hoosiers with rest, they're 20-10, and a win will tie a school record for most wins in a season, and a win today puts them into a semifinal setting on Saturday at 3 o'clock at Bankers Life against the winner emerging between Iowa and Maryland. Well, a whole lot to play for Sunday, Seniors Day for Coach Tom's Big Ten champions. First and foremost, Indiana hasn't won a Seniors Day game in 4 years. It's 12th-ranked Maryland, the 4:30 opponent on CBS Sunday. Both teams now 24-6. The Hoosiers on a little four-game winning streak after clinching the regular season title on Tuesday night. The Terrapins hit on all cylinders on its seniors' night last night in College Park, blasting Illinois 81-55, earning a Big Ten tourney double bye going into the men's Big Ten tournament in Indy next week. Next week. The other two spots are still up for grabs this weekend. Mello Tremble and Jake Lehman evenly divided 36 on Thursday night. Of course, Yogi Ferrell, Max Bielfeld, Nick Zeitzloff, Ryan Burton, and Jackson Tharp, the five seniors to be defeated on Sunday afternoon. And a win, gives Indiana a perfect 17-0 worksheet on the McCracken court this season. And fans will have an opportunity to see the Big Ten regular season champs for one final time at home after wrapping up things like they did Tuesday night in Iowa City. Now, Juwan Morgan and Robert Johnson both will be game-time decisions, but certainly no sense to rush things here from a medical standpoint. And as Coach Tom told us Tuesday night after the Iowa victory, there is more to get. Indeed, there is. Indiana's held the last two opponents under 40% shooting. Both teams, Maryland, Indiana, thrive when the three ball is going in. But as we learned Tuesday night against the Hawkeyes, defense somewhere along the line will figure into this one. By the way, a 15-3 league finish would be the Hoosiers' best in the Big Ten in 23 years. 4:30 Sunday, the wrap-up to the regular season for the Big Ten champs. We have other key Big Ten games this weekend with regards to seeding. For instance, Michigan State, 5 in a row. They will host Ohio State at noon on Saturday. And Iowa, who's lost 4 in a row, they will play at Michigan Saturday night. And then on Sunday night, Wisconsin plays at Purdue. 3 key games there as we wrap up the regular season. On the baseball beat, Chris Lemonis' crew will try to get into the win column. They've dropped, 6 in a row after losing to Seton Hall down in Port Charlotte, Florida, 7-2 on Thursday. They have Illinois State later today. And then on the weekend, they will play Seton Hall and wrap things up Sunday against Butler. Meanwhile, Michelle Gardner's softballers are 8-6. They have Georgia State and Auburn down in Auburn today, and they'll wrap up against Murray State and Bryan on Sunday. So they have 4 games to keep busy this weekend down south. In addition to that, men's tennis, Jeremy Wirtzman's crew has Princeton coming up a little bit later today out on the East Coast. Barry King's water polo queens are also out east in Boston. They'll have Iona and Wagner and then Siena for 3 water polo matches before the weekend is out. And Lynn Loring's tennis crew, as Chuck Crabb told you earlier today, they'll be out at the tennis center maybe for some more wins to tack on to a great start to the spring. Old Dominion and Southern Illinois coming up on Saturday for the IU women. So we move to the high school beat, North and South tonight. Chalk Talk at 5:30 with both coaches. Tip off at 6 o'clock from the East Central Fieldhouse over in St. Leon. Winner moves into the championship game tomorrow night, which will broadcast starting with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Edgewood and Brown County over in Nashville tonight, the 3A semifinal. That one will start at 7:30, and we wish, of course, all three Monroe County squads the very best. We have girls regional gymnastics tomorrow at Columbus East starting at 11. Kelsey Shermer representing Bloomington South, while senior Claire Finn will represent Bloomington North as individuals. A couple of All-State honors, honorable mention-wise, for Larry Winter, South Panthers, senior Cherise Honor, and Megan Grabowski made the honorable mention in IBCA, the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, Subway, All-State team for 2016. And don't forget the Unionville commemorative win, their big sectional championship win over Bloomington High in 66, will be feated tomorrow, a little sectional Saturday celebration at 9 over at the History Center there on East 6th Street. It starts at 9 o'clock, all part of what will be the Monroe County Historical Society Sports History Session, their committee, and leading up to the 2018 Monroe County and Bloomington Bicentennial on down the road. But keeping with Hoosier hysteria, nice to see the Arrows feeded on Saturday.
Joe, in a basketball time, it is March, it is madness. We developed it. We should get right into it. Put your waders on and get it. Because you got everybody, all basketball all the time, and obviously the men's Big Ten tournament next week in Chicago. So we'll be watching, or no, it's in Indianapolis. We'll be watching the scoreboards on that to see potential matchups for the Hoosiers as the weekend continues. Best of luck to Coach Morin and her gang, obviously. And as you mentioned, all the great high school stuff that's going on, and a neat story about, is it Unionville or Smithville? I don't want to get my Vills mixed up there.
Unionville,
okay. Because we saw that earlier in the week. We wish you nothing but the safest of travels. Take your time.
Thank you.
Extra 5 minutes getting there or getting home isn't gonna solve anything.
Nope.
Do you let Callahan drive? How does that work?
No.
I like that.
Although I got the poor man's Lexus all gassed up.
That's right.
We're ready to go. So.
87 ethanol in that bad boy. And, again, be safe, and we will talk to you Monday, and we will be super busy again.
All right. Sounds great. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, Joe.
Joe Smith. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Smitty. I'm sorry. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, big show Friday, and we'll have a hugely busy Monday, as we always do, recapping all of the great stuff Joe talked about. We'll thank Joe's sponsors, the Iron Pit Gym. We'll come back, do a little Sean Hannity, full forecast, and maybe one or two more things before we let you go to Dave Ramsey at 9 o'clock.